Welcome to The Making of You. I'm Alexandria, the founder of Your Transformation Hub and The Mastery Project, and this podcast is dedicated to the whys and ways to transform the mundane into the magical, doable into enjoyable, successful and purposeful, all while becoming the architect of your own life. Okay, let's dive in. This episode is Five Ways What We Know and the State of Knowledge is Transforming. So, what we know, is it actually really what we think we know? So, let's move into number one. No, I'm not going to make you paranoid. I'm not going to overthink. I'm simply saying that the concept of knowledge and what we know is now going to be transforming. I think we can all say, has the world gone mad, does cross our mind on a regular basis, but definitely our reality and our dimensional state is transforming, and knowledge is going to be transforming as a result of that. So what's happened with knowledge? Well, in the past, we have had the old paradigm or the passing paradigm, and knowledge has been part of the trine of that paradigm. So the triangular empowerment, and that's been power over knowledge and money. And this has meant that knowledge has often been perceived in the passing paradigm as sort of knowledge, so learning plus fact plus truth. So it's like knowledge has got sort of three layers, and these three layers have all been sort of unified together. Now we are shifting into a new paradigm, and we're in this time of the paradigm shift and our reality shifting. Of course, we're going to see that the knowledge and the way we know things is going to transform substantially. So it's going to be not only transforming, but it's also going to be evolving. And we're going to be peering into those layers, the layers of what is truth, what is fact, what is knowledge. And we're going to be scrutinizing and questioning those much more deeply than we have in the old paradigm system. So my number two is that the new paradigm is now looking at a very different trine, a trine that is basically empowerment, wisdom, and material and immaterial abundance or prosperity, whichever way you want to look at it. So the trine is going to be shifting away from exclusively money, exclusively what you know, in favor of wisdom, of true and authentic understanding, and also, of course, moving away from power over or power into empowerment. So finding a connection between our power as material beings and our spiritual and immaterial empowerment. So this shift, of course, is monumental, and for a lot of people, it's something that they've been looking forward to for a whole lifetime. For other people, they've chosen to come in to incarnate now and to be part of it. So if ever there were a dimensional shift where what we think we know isn't what we know, of course, it's going to be in these decades. And as our understandings evolve, of course, our relationship with what we think we know, with knowledge, and with the nature of all of those layers of knowledge, so truth and also the factuality, they're all going to be expanding. Now, I don't want to say that this is going to be confusing, because it doesn't need to be, because if you want to keep those layers in relative unity, all right, the simple thing that you're going to do is stay in your heart and listen to your inner authority mentor. What do I mean by that? Listen to your inner voice. Listen to the balanced and unconditionally loving wisdoms that are flowing through you. And also ask your questions in your quiet time, your being time, your time of peace, your time of personal reflection. That is going to be the way to keep this unity together. If you jump into your head, you're going to find that your ego, the limited self, which isn't very happy about this paradigm shift, so it actually would love to reverse everything to the old paradigm. It's not going to be possible. And the ego self is going to get potentially quite confused on the downside, or trying to repurpose definitions, or constantly trying to reinstate the passing nature of knowledge. So a very simple thing that, oh, I know that, so it's got to be a fact and it's got to be true. So ego wants that to stay. But of course, with our increasing degree of inquiry and of looking much more deeply into the fabric of both truth, factuality, and knowledge, we're going to be looking at why this is expanding, transforming, isn't what we thought it was, but also how we can harness and learn and wisdom harvest from this process. So the key aspect is we're going to draw our perception back into our heart centers. I think we're already doing that. We're looking, obviously, at how knowledge is related to our creative process. And I'm going to move over now to number three. So in the new paradigm, we are looking at, of course, empowerment, wisdom, material and immaterial abundance and prosperity. So in my number three, we are, of course, going to be wanting to understand how we can basically understand the flow of knowledge and how we go on that journey of knowing and then wanting to combine that knowledge in a constructive, creative journey. So what we're going to do is we're not going to just accept that that knowledge is. We are going to investigate how we align with that knowledge. Do we, if we go into our heart centers, believe it? Do we resonate with it? Do we feel that it is a supportive and self-loving choice? As our creative abilities expand, then we are going to be looking at choices and a creative awareness that is going to reinforce our balance, going to support loving consciousness, and of course move away consistently and continually from fearful perspectives or limited views. So that will mean knowledge expands, but also that we go on a journey not only of knowing, all right, but also of applying and of wisdom harvesting. So what do I mean by that? Well, it's a journey where we say knowledge isn't the only thing. It isn't the beginning, the middle, and the end. Knowledge is something that we are going to use as a springboard, and we're going to apply it, we're going to use it as a degree of sketch, if you will, or foundation in our creative process. But we are also going to recognize that in our own applications and our own experience and our own wisdom harvesting, that of course our knowledge is going to transform and our awareness is going to transform because of our commitment to learning and because of our commitment to listening to ourselves. So we're going to have a combination in this number three of our personal truth and our conscious choice, and utilizing conscious choice as being much more relevant, resonant, and present in our creative choices and in our reality creation. So we're not going to rely on how things were in the past. We're not going to rely on what we see as a superficial truth or as a surface. We're going to say, no, we need deeper understanding. We also need to ask the questions that are going to be not right, but are going to be light, are going to be enlightening, supportive, transformational, and are going to give us the expansion and the alignment we require to feel that that is the reality that we want to choose and that we're prepared to put our precious energy into. So, of course, that means that we are going to need perhaps to look at mustering all that huge information that we have in our information age. So I'm going to move to number four. So how are we going to do that? Well, of course, we have a lot of AI opportunities and tools coming into our world. It has been an ongoing process for the last 20 or 30 years. But what I do want to say in number four is, yes, AI, of course, can help us understand our journey with knowledge and how we are applying it and how we are wisdom harvesting in our own conscious choices. But, of course, AI is arranging information. It's doing, if you like, what calculators used to do for us, the number crunching. AI is going through masses and masses of information. But is AI going to choose for us? Well, I hope not, because I, in all my work, support conscious choice and your unique inner authority that is for you to choose and for you to celebrate your uniqueness and individuality through your conscious choices and the reality you build as a result. So I see AI as a tool and as being of service, of course, to us looking at, you know, large amounts of knowledge, of information. But it's not going to be who chooses, it's going to be our choice, because we're still going to go into our hearts and say, what truth resonates with me? What part of this particular information or knowledge is going to support my creative vision and moving forward? And of course, where's the alignment and where is the self-loving balance and where's the quality and the value? So we're going to be asking those questions, and of course we're going to be aligning deeply with what we believe is of value, and also we're going to be looking at, of course, the qualities within ourselves that are going to help us with our wisdom harvesting, help us with our creative journey. So before, knowledge was definitely looking to be the whole foundation of our creative journey. It was saying, know this, and then you've got some degree of creative security, if you will. Or you could say, in the old paradigm, there was a degree of creative limitation or control. Well, this, of course, is now going to be transforming and expanding. But for me, it's not about relying on AI to choose for us. It's about us choosing much more to embrace that beautiful empowerment of our conscious choice and to work with AI as a tool, as a helper, and to find that we can, of course, cast our inspirational journey a bit wider because we've got help with sorting through all of the knowledge and information to make our choices and to make wise ones. Okay, well, the last point today, number five, I personally believe that the new gold, a lot of people say the new gold is data in our world and the AI revolution. But for me, the new gold in our world is going to be wisdom and experience. And those two elements are going to become very, very valuable because they are always going to support people in a fulfilling opportunity, a fulfilling alignment with their creative, infinite potentiality, and support people in creating easily and leaving limited or strugglesome or conflicting aspects behind them and being able to recycle those and to grow into greater creative mastery. So for me, my number five is that, why is knowledge transforming? Because we are transforming our relationship with knowledge, and we're saying that we can learn both inside and out, and that the external authority, what we've learnt at college, university, in the university of life, all of that can contribute, but our internal authority and our understandings and what we believe, what we trust, what we truly want in our reality is always going to be our choice. And so the information is not necessarily going to convince us of anything, but the willingness to research, the willingness to be with our inner inquiry and our ability, if you like, to come to peace and to come to understanding and to alight and to align with wise choices, because we are harnessing our wisdom in the paradigm shift, and we are harnessing our existing experience and appreciating how we've achieved that experience and all of our concentrated higher qualities that have gone into creating it. Okay, it's been my great pleasure today to talk about how knowledge, truth, and information are evolving in our world, and also how to harness and enjoy the transition from the old paradigm into the new paradigm, how to empower yourself. Now, if you're enjoying this content, then please don't hesitate to like and subscribe on your chosen platform. Please, it really helps me. Also, what you can do is choose to go direct to source and join us on your Transformation Hub and have a look at all the other episodes that are there. There's also bonus episodes, interviews, and a lot of supportive content to help you with your transformation process and, of course, to experience the life that you're meant to have. I'm Alexandria. Thank you very much.